things in your territory now. Few mistakes.
Started there the 2-8, Robbie Shua, look.
We're going to speak about a subject. The truth is, this is part of a shiur which is much, much longer. We're only going to address the marmakomus, the sources which we find specifically regarding this subject. We are not going to address the logic, the svaras, and the lomdus, because we simply haven't got the time for it. We'll just raise a few points which everybody's got an issue. This is an issue which everybody has a feeling about this. It's something which you'll all have what to say on the subject, I've no doubt. Somebody came in to me when I was talking about what I was going to speak about. He said to me, you know what happened to me? He said, somebody comes in to shul, not this sukkahs, previous sukkahs, and he says, let's have a look at your esrog. He looks at the esrog. Oh, you call that an esrog? He said, this is an esrog. Now, so he says, I don't know whether that person is going to get, or you know, I'm going to hear the Gehenna for that comment. But it is true that this year I put in more effort in getting a better esrog. He did say, it is true. So when a person publicizes or says or does about the mitzvahs that he does, right, obviously, first of all, if you're going to do it, obviously must be done in a way which will hurt somebody's feelings. That goes without saying. But is it correct? Is it something that should be done or something that should not be done? Now you start to go, of course, publicity, definitely not. But we'll see, there's quite a lot of marmakomus, a surprise number of marmakomus. And if you look around you, you'll see le'ilu nishmas, nidvas, plenim and plenim, all around you. So obviously, we cannot say that it is incorrect to publicize the mitzvahs that one does, categorically. We have to understand and explain when it is, what it isn't, and what is the point? What do you hope to achieve? I'm obviously excluding those who might be so crass as to think that it is appropriate to publicize themselves. That is not going to work anyway, because nobody's impressed. We're going to touch on the subjects. We're going to just literally encroach a little bit on the subject. I'm going to tell you some marmakomus, some interesting gemaras, and then we're going to leave it because it's not for now. So, the first place to start really with is a gemara in Sukkah. The gemara in Sukkah says, the apostle goes, Higid lecho odom ma toiv, uma Hashem doyesh imcho, ki im asois mishpat, va'avas chesed, va'hatznea leches, im Hashem egen melekecho. And the Gemara carries on, asois mishpat ze hadin, va'avas chesed, zu gemiles chasodim, va'hatznea leches im melekecho, zu hoitzas hameis v'hachnosas kala lechupa. We find very often, just by the way, we find very often the Gemara splits up Gemilas Chesed and Hoitzoas Hameis Vachnosas Kal Chupa. That's a completely different subject. Why? We're not going to talk about that. But the Gemara says Hatznei Aleches. That's where we Hatznei Aleches. That's where Rashi learns a person should hide these mitzvahs that he does. He shouldn't publicize it. In Shulchan Aruch, it says in Hilchos Tanis, Hamis'ane, someone who fasts, Umfasim atzmila achirim, and he publicizes himself to others. I'm fasting today. Lehishtabeach, that they should praise him. Oh, he's such a tzaddik, such a choshev yidi. You're fasting. Ah, wonderful. Shehu misane, hu ne'enash al kach.
I don't pay for it, but somebody does.
Hu ne'enash al kach. He becomes punished for that. Somebody who is fasting and he publicizes it to others, he is punished for it. The publicizing is punished. Later on we're going to see, not only is he punished for it, but he doesn't even get the reward for the mitzvah that he has done. Now the Makor for that, if you look in the Meir HaGoel brings Yerushalmi Chagiga, which is well worth listening to. Because there's a very, besides our point, there's some very fascinating issues here in the Yerushalmi. There were two Talmidei Chachomim, the Yerushalmi says, who ate together, who drank together, who slept together, and they learned together the whole time. And one of them died. The one who was left behind was misabel greatly at his friend, the Talmud Chochmah, who was Nifta. At the same time, the Yerushalmi says, this is the Gemara of Yerushalmi, there's a Gemara Babasa, Rashi in Babasa says it a little bit differently. We go with the Yerushalmi because that's the Makor of this Halach in Shulchan Aruch. His friend, at the same time his friend died, the son of the tax collector also died. And everybody went out to the Levaya of the tax collector's son, and nobody went out to the Levaya of the Talmud Chochma who was Nifter. And the one who was left behind had a lot of tzar. He was very upset that people didn't recognize, appreciate the Torah for what it was, and instead they went to the tax collector's son. And he came in a dream, as you all know. He came in a dream. The story goes, he came in a dream and explained to him. He says, I once did something wrong, and therefore I got my payback that I didn't get the proper covered when I was buried. By my muska, we see, giving proper cover to somebody who is buried is an actual chesed which means something to the person who is nifta. If it didn't mean anything, it wouldn't matter that he was missing it. It wouldn't be a punishment. It means something, it's important. And the tax collector, Sam, the tax collector, had once done something good, the meal which is given to the poor people, and therefore he was paid back by this tremendous honor that had been given him, that everybody went to his. And now I'm going to tell you something that Yerushalmi carries on. And he showed him now, in Gan Eden, he's in orchards, in beautiful gardens, and flowing water. Mepharshim explains, obviously, Gan Eden is not a physical place. It's, the idea is, he's having a lovely time. And the tax collector's son, he is standing by a river, and he with his mouth open, with a parched tongue, and he can't drink. The idea being that he can see all the geshmak, he's got water right in front of him, and they're not allowing him to drink from it. That's where he is in Gehenna. That's Gehenna. Having water in front of you and not being able to drink. But these are only mishalim for what's really like. Obviously, there's no water in Gan Eden, also not. Now we get to the bit that we want. Chama. He saw Miriam Bas Ali Bras Ali Betzoli, the daughter of the one who sold onions. Rebbe Lezer Bar Yosei Matalia Bechit Bizaya. She was hanging in a mushunadika, a painful way, very difficult, painful way. Rebbe Yosei Bechanina Oyma Tziro de Taro de Gehenem Kviya Beudne. The hinge of the doorway to Gehenem was hanging from her ear. I've got no idea what that means. Omaloin, said to him, Lomadoin kach, why are you being punished so severely? Miss Miriam, why is she being punished so severely? Omalik, to have a timer, I would fast. Umfasmo, and I would publicize my fasts. That's the Makor in Shulchan Aruch, why you get punished for publicizing your fast. V'istomer, to have a timer, should fast. Chad yoyma, fast taka one day. And then umakazele trey yoyma, 2 days she would feast. In order to make up for it. In other words, the fasting wasn't in order because she was such a porush. Adarabba, she was fasting in order to enjoy oil mazeh twice as much. Omaloin, Ademus, he came. Till when are you going to be in such a situation that you're hanging and you're in such a painful situation? Till when is that going to be? Omali adiyesi Shimon ben Shetach. Until Shimon ben Shetach comes. Why Shimon ben Shetach? Shimon ben Shetach had promised to kill all the witches, if he becomes a Nossi. And he had become Nossi, and he had not killed the witches. And therefore, there was a place ready for Gehenim. Now, just by the way, let's take 2 minutes to point out, there is no such thing, as far as we know, as Gehenim until somebody else comes and takes your place. There's enough room in Gehenim for everybody. Yeah. We don't need one person. So this Gemara needs an explanation for why, until he goes, then he's going to come and take your place. Right? I've looked around. There's nobody explains it before. I've got a pshat. I'm going to tell you a pshat very, very quickly because it's nothing to do with the drosha, but I can't resist. My pshat is, the Gemara says, in another place, the Gemara discusses people who would enact or engage in pious acts in order to fool people that they were pious, but really they were engaged in kishuf. So this was something which people would do regularly. In fact, just remember now, there was a story when I was a yeshiva boch in Shari Torah, there was a very similar story about somebody who was known as, he used to do a certain thing, and they phoned up Reb Nissim Karelet. Reb Nissim Karelet said, I don't know how he knows what he knows, but I can tell you it's not from Koyach HaKadusha. keep well away from him. Right? So people would engage in pious acts in order to fool people, and then they would use their kishuf to gain some financial gain. So you would see this Miriam Ala bin Salim was just not just fasting. She was fasting in order to do kishuf. Therefore, Shimon Meshetach was responsible for her. Therefore, he was the one who hadn't destroyed the Machshefes. That's why when he would come, he would take her place. The Gemara tells the Sanhedrin, in the end he killed all the Machshefes, he killed all the witches, and everything's fine. But this is the Makoir, that if a person publicizes their mitzvahs, then they are roi to be punished. There's another halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah. This is Hilchos Tzedakah. There are 9 levels, some places say 10 levels in giving tzedakah. Unfortunately, I say the one unfortunate, but there are 2 ways people give tzedakah, covering everyone. One way is reactive. Somebody comes to your door and knocks your door, you decide how much to give him, according to this, according to that. That is the reactive way. I'm not saying you shouldn't give tzedakah. I'm saying is, it's not perhaps the wisest way. Because the proactive way is to learn Hilchos Tzedakah and to understand that there are actually different madrigas levels of tzedakah, and a person should apportion their money in a way which is the most correct according to Hilchos Tzedakah. The best possible thing a person could do is provide somebody a job. But then you're not actually giving anything at all. The next highest madriga is who you're giving the tzedakah to. There's all whether a person knows who's giving the tzedakah, whether a person knows who's receiving the tzedakah. These are all different levels in the giving of tzedakah. If a person would have seichel, he would sit down beforehand, work out how much money he has to give the tzedakah, and then he then decides and apportion a large proportion to the ones which have a higher priority, and a lower proportion to the lower proportion. That's a proactive way of determining the amount of tzedakah one should give. In Shulchan Aruch, the lowest possible madriga of giving tzedakah is somebody who gives with a sour face. But pachos mizeh, the lowest one, pachos mizeh sheyitnoi be'etzev, and it's irrelevant, it seems, how good a level of tzedakah is. If somebody gives the highest level of tzedakah, gives somebody a job, but he gives it be'etzev, pachos mizeh is reduce it to the lowest level of tzedakah. V'al kol ponim, says the Rama on this, v'al kol ponim lo yispoy. At the very least, whatever you're doing in tzedakah, lo yispoy, do not be misspoiled, do pride yourself on the tzedakah that you've given. Even gets punished for the very tzedakah which he's given. He thinks he's giving, and he's going to get oil mabo. No, he's not going to get oil mabo, he's going to get gehenna. Even so, you see, unbelievable. Because the spoil takes away the tzrichus which you're going to get. It's mavel al arayin. I would suggest a hesber, just push a hesber, you know, this is my own hesber. I would suggest the punishment that is deserving for the spoil overrides the reward which you could get. That's how bad it is in the spoil.
Is that publicly or private?
Now, when we say mispoyer, we're talking about publicly. But we're not addressing the feeling that a person feels when he walks into shul and he says, I'm the biggest bal tzedakah in the face. We can't address the midas issue. We're talking about actions here. Agamah is taking place in the head, but we're actually talking about actions. We're not discussing the character formation of a person over here.
So how do you explain this in the class?
Okay. If we get there, your answer, I'm not going to explain it right now, but I am going to tell you in a second. Umikal mokoim, mishe matish dovo letztoka, mutzeloi, sheyich tishmuelov, sheyehelo lezikore, vero will ask his cane. Vero will ask it. Not mut, first it's muta, and then it's vero will ask his cane. Right? If we have time, I'll be talking about dipping mutter and ro, and you said the same thing twice, and there's a lot to say. Obviously, there's a lot to say. We can't touch. This comes from a Rashba. The Rashba was asked the following question. There was a shul in an unnamed town, because I can't remember the name, where there was a shul, and there was an oisha next door who had the house next door to the shul. And for whatever reason, the oisha thought, I can sit nice and bequem, and he said, you know what? Let me give my shul, my house, to the shul. I'll sit in this new area, and then I'll have plenty of room, and I'll be part of the shul, and I'll have my nice area. And the people of the shul said, no way. Do you know, very interesting timing they've got. Very interesting timing. They said, all the people who are currently on the aisle, they won't be on the aisle anymore. They'll be in the middle. Middle places are never as good as the aisle seats. Nothing changes, huh? Middle seats are never as good as the aisle seats. We don't allow it. Maskim. So he had a bright idea. He had a different idea. You know what? I'll give the whole building to the shul. There'll be more room. I'll be happy. They'll be happy. Everybody was maskim. No problem. So he gave his house next to the shul. And he gave it to the shul. And they expanded the shul. Lovely. Except for one thing. He wanted to write on the shul and put a plaque up and say, Nidvas Pleinigvi. And the shul weren't having it. So they went to discuss with the Rashba whether this is Beseda. So it's Nish Beseda. The Rashba said, not only is it Beseda, it's a very good thing. Mutar la'aseis kein, v'roi la'aseis kein. Now, we have to understand why. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch straight away on this, over here, this halacha, he says, v'nirei hatam, d'nafka mina mizeh. The nafka mina mizeh. She'im. So she'oz, lo yuchlu hatzibu l'shanois oisadova l'midachrinim. The rule is the following. This is a halacha. This is we're learning Reish Mem Tes Nira Deil Chastoka. In Reish Nun Gimel discusses the money which has been given to Chastoka when you can change it to something else. It's a very common halacha. A very common problem. You're collecting for something and you collect more than what you need. Right? All the price goes down, what you thought you could have, and you end up with money in your hands. When you got too little, you can knock at somebody's door, you want to be much more thoughtful. When you got too much, what do you do with it? Going back to everybody? It's impossible. So what do you do with it? So the halachas. I had a question, I had a shayla which was Didi Habu Uvda. I donated the Sefer in Shari Torah, I put it on the shelf. Along came somebody who donated a brand new copy. So the yeshiva had an excellent idea. He said, you know what, we're going to sell the old copy, put a brand new one on the shelf, and the old copy will have money, we'll buy something else. Can you do that? The answer is, Kol Zman, it's not nishtaka, shame of the person who donated it. It's still his name, that is Shloimi's. Say, for my case, there was a label there which said, I donated it. You can't change it to something else. Once it's nishtaka, then you can change it to something else, you can sell it. The people who are in charge can even sell it to the lowest manager. They can buy toilet paper with it if they want. Because since it's nishtaka, they're entitled to change it. The toilet satsibo, but they can change it. Now, therefore, if you want that what you have donated should carry on and be used for that mitzvah, which in my case they had to do, they had to put it back on the shelf, and they sold the other one, you have to have not nishtaka Hashem. How do you achieve that it's not nishtaka Hashem? You put your name on it. But Oy Bazoi, according to this Taz, comes out, there is no point, it's not even correct, to put your name to a donation where there isn't an object which might be changed. So, you go to charity and you give a donation, anonymous, not anonymous, the choira, don't put your name. Okay, you'll tell me, I'm not putting my name on because I want to be misfired. I'm putting my name on because I want the person who asked me to send me the link to know that I've given him, that I haven't ignored him, and he'll give me, and all the cheshbonos which you all know, whatever it is. But it's not misfired. Could be. Could be. But he's not in this halacha that we learned in the Rashba that And also, is there an inyan for a person to try and achieve that there's some remembrance for him after he's nifta? According to this, no point. Hashem knows. Those who need to know, and those who don't need to know, there's no point. But the Nekudas HaKesef asks on the Taz here, and he says, you didn't see the Rashba. You couldn't have seen the Rashba. You made up your own reasons. If you'd have looked in the Rashba inside, you wouldn't have said such a thing. So I'm going to tell you where the Rashba's coming from. I'm going to tell you the case of the Rashba. You'll see what the Nekudas HaKesef's problem with the Taz is. Gemara Bava Basra says, Yosef ben Yehezer, hoyla ben shloi hoya noy kishura. He wasn't behaving correctly. Havalei Elisa the dinari. Elisa the dinari means a whole loft full of dinarim. But it's the Mefarshim explain, it means a lot of money. It doesn't necessarily mean a whole loft. Come, Akdisho. He gave it to Hekdish. My son's not behaving properly, not giving it to him. Right? Because if I give it to him, I'm only helping him do Averis. Whereas I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah. Right? Ozal, Nosif Bas Godel Kalili Diyana Malka. He went and he married the tiara maker of the king of Yanai. So, Yanai Yarei was the king, and the tiara was worn by his wife, and she had a person who made the tiaras, and that's who he married, the daughter of that person. Oilidah, she gave birth, his wife gave birth. Oilidah visu, zavin binisa, he bought a fish, and what happens when you buy a fish? Kara, he tore it open, and Ashkach bo magalis, he found a diamond, a precious stone inside the fish. Omrole, she said to him, because she was already experiencing these things, being the daughter of the tiara maker, she said, don't offer it to the king, because you won't get a good price. Go to the Beis HaMikdash. They will tell you the correct price. They'll be honest and tell you the correct price. That is another shir. I'm not talking about that one. The Beis HaMikdash will evaluate for you, and they will tell you the right price. Amtie, he took the Beis HaMikdash, Shamuo, they valued it, but Leisar, Ilyosar, the Dinri. 13 lofts full of Dinrim. In other words, 13 times the amount of money that Yosef and Yehazah had left over having Magdash to the Beis HaMikdash. Omale, they said to him, this is a phenomenal amount of money, being honest, they told him the real price, we haven't got that money. Shevaika, we've got 7. Of these Ilyosa to Dinri, and we haven't got Shislak, we're missing 6. What did he do? Omalohu Sheva Hovoli Shis Harehin Mukdoshas Lashemayim. You can keep the other 6. I'm giving you the nation. You owe me the 6. It's the nation to the Beis HaMikdash. Omdu the Kosvu. They wrote Yosef Ben Yehazah Hichnis Achas Ubnai Hichnis Sheish. Zogarashba, I'll do the kosu for who? Why? Is Araya Mishraitar up? We'll write down, you do write down. I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna miss out the second Raya of the Rashba, which is a Gemara, it is a Medrash Rus. Let's miss that one out. I'm gonna tell you 2 more Rayas. Reb Tarfon, Gemara in Kedushin says, Reb Tarfon had a mother, an older, elderly mother, who, when she wanted to go to bed, he would lay down on the floor so she could climb on him to go into bed. And when she wanted to get out of bed, he would lie down on the floor so she could climb down on him to get out of bed. Also, the Komishtabeyach Bebei Medrosho, he came into the Beis HaMedrash, and he praised himself for his kibud ove'im. The Chachomim asked him back and said, you didn't do as much as the other story, you didn't do as much. But again, we see from here, he came, he praised himself. You praise yourself? Amakoyer, that there is a reason to praise oneself. There's a Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma says, after the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol would read from the Sefer Torah, everybody would come and bring their own Sifrei Torah to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would read it there as well. Says the Gemara, why? V'achakach kol echad v'echad mevi Sefer Torah mibeisoi v'koy reboi kedei laharois chazutoi l'rabim, to show its appearance to the Rabim. Why show the appearance to the Rabim? Zot Rashi, laharois, to show Noyoi shel Sefer Torah, to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah, the Tiferes Ba'aleo. The Tiferes of the owner. What? Shetorach. Shetorach lehisnois b'mitzvah. He was Torah, he was troubled himself, he toiled to go and make the mitzvah beautiful. So the whole purpose of bringing the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaMikdash and to reading it in public is to show everybody what a wonderful tzaddik I am, that I've been Torah to the Sefer Torah. So there is a makoyer. There is a makoyer for publicizing it. And there's a Mishnah and a Pasuk. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Tiferes lo yimina odom. What mitzvah should the person do? Kolchi teferes lo yisel, v'teferes lo min ha'odom. Zog the Rabbeinu Yoina, the same thing. Tzorich lehisnois, b'mitzvahs luliv noe, talis noe, sefer toye noe. Be'inyan, sheyufaruhu b'nei odom. People should praise him. That's the first menodom. First menodom means people should praise you for your mitzvahs. I can't resist it. V'hatorah is the pasuk of Zechariah. V'hatorah is tiyeh lecheilom ulatoivyo v'liyadayo ulecheil ben Sefanya lezikoroin beheichal Hashem. There were beautiful crowns that had been made, and they were hanging in the windows in the Beis HaMikdosh. Gold and diamonds and precious stones set in the crowns. They were hanging in the windows. And it was the zikoroin beheichal Hashem. Zog the Radak. Why is it hanging b'zikoroin beheichal Hashem? Lezikaron sheyu nizkaron befi hadoyrois haboim, for the future generations. Ki hayushmoy sam chsuvim amufutochim bohem. The names are written on it, and they wanted. So we see that there is an ish, an inyan. There is an idea of publicizing something and donating it, and then putting one's name at the bottom, nidvas or for parents, because there is an inyan zikor beichel Hashem. Now I just want to point out to you something. How long do you expect it to happen? Once upon a time, there was a shul called Central Shul. Not so long ago, but yeah, not far away. And it had plaques in there. There were loads of plaques in there. People had donated. And they put a dover in there. Do you think it's going to last forever? It's gone. It's gone. And what was there beforehand? The Yidden weren't even there. The place where Yidden were 200 years ago, the Yidden aren't even there anymore. Let alone remembering. How long do you think you're going to remember anyway? What is the point? So people are going to remember you for the next 50 years? What is the point? I'll tell you a few machshavas. There's a machzadeh to tell you, there's loads to tell you. I've got a lot to tell you, but that we're not going to say. But I'm just going to tell you one machshava and finish up with this machshava. When somebody does something properly, when he donates something properly, when he makes an effort for something, it doesn't affect just that maisa. It's not just about that. I'll give you a moshel. Let's use a moshel. I'm not going to ask you to give a shit today. I'm giving you a share today. There's the Torah that I've told you today. I've given you a little bit of Torah today, 100%. But the Torah Way program is much bigger than me. And to be honest, it's much bigger than Menachem David. It's much, the ripple effect is much more. But even more than that, your children know that you're going to Torah Way, and they know that you're going to, this is something that's important to you. There's a ripple effect which goes much, much, much further than what you think is the actual mice of the moment. If a person puts Lila Nishmas, that's my grandfather's shul, he feels better. He feels, it has an effect which is it enlarges, it magnifies the effect of the Maisa HaMitzvah itself. In which case, those extra zechusim also accrue to the cheshbon of the person who did the Maisa HaMitzvah. The effect of publicizing a Maisa HaMitzvah is in response, it's been proportion to the effect that the Maisa HaMitzvah is enlarged by the effect of that publicizing it. So, going back to charity. If a person puts his name there, and because he's put his name there, more tzedakah will come in, then l'chaira, his Maisa HaMitzvah is even greater. He's not just given a pound, he's given a pound times all the people who gave extra. Whereas if by not putting his name on there, he maybe even might feel even better. Maybe he's saving himself that now nobody's going to come back and require it. I don't have to have all the cheshbonos which go through a person's mind. But is he enlarging, minimizing, or maximizing the return for his buck? It was. But he did have somebody's feelings. So I don't. You can't do anything at the expense of somebody's feelings, I feel. Yeah.